Alright, so we're chilling with Assassinate the Following for the second interview with them. How's everything going?
What up?
Introduce yourselves just so people can relearn your names.
I'm Drew Torok.
And I am Brandon Hoyt.
Alright, and what do you guys do in Assassinate the Following?
I am the guitarist and singer.
I also diddle myself and do a little bit of vocals.
Awesome. You guys have a new vocalist in your band.
Yes, we do.
So what brought upon that decision?
Spontaneity.
And it was a mutual spontaneity, which makes it awesome because it just sort of happened and we all agreed. And it's just like, you know what? Yeah, let's ask him. Let's ask Brandon Kellum.
Yeah. He has been one of our like best friends for a very long time, and when the idea of getting a frontman was brought up, he was the only person that any of us wanted. And it was one of those things, if he said no, then we just continue with how we were, but obviously he said yes.
Yeah.
And since then, though, like, it's taken so much strain off of you, Brandon, for playing and singing and screaming and doing everything, and, like, indirectly but indirectly, it takes a lot off of me for having to do anything, really, other than playing and vocal harmonies.
So it's a good decision?
All around, like, the tightness of our band since we've gotten Brandon Kellum is, like, oh, it's just overwhelming. Like, we've just gotten super tight.
It's the best decision as a band we've ever made.
Awesome. And so he wasn't part of the band last time you were here in Montreal, right?
Yes, he was, actually.
He was?
Yeah, he was here with us when we were in March.
Not
when you've seen us last.
Okay. Yeah, never mind. Ow, table.
Careful.
There's a table in my elbow. Sad.
But he's been a part of the band since about, like, November, December of last year.
That's pretty cool. So, what have been the biggest successes in the past year since I've talked to you guys last for Assassinate the Following? What have been, like, the biggest failures, I guess?
I'd personally say the biggest success is finishing our next album. Like, it's written, and we're starting to learn it now, and it is, like, it's a huge, like, proud thing for me because, like, I've written all of our music on it, and it's my child. Like,
it's so amazing.
Proud of what we have.
It's amazing.
It's a big step forward.
Huge, huge change. And, like, one other huge thing that I would say we've done in the past year is obviously hiring Brandon Kellum, having him join our group, and amazing fit, and re-recording our song, the single I Once Was, creating a music video for that. Was the name of the song, Assassinate the Following, under YouTube. You can find it. It's around.
Yeah.
It's, the release of that video has exposed us to so many more people, and like people are like know us by that music video. Hey, I hate to say this, but like I only know you from your music video. It's like, that's great. We just did it, and like, thank you.
So you guys re-recorded it?
Yeah, we re-amped all of the instruments and we redid all of the vocals on it, just to kind of modernize it and have Kemp in it too.
Okay. Awesome. That works out pretty cool. Yeah, because I saw the music video with Kemp / Brandon.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this crazy person standing here that I've never met before? But it makes total sense. And so, yeah, biggest failure, if any. Or biggest hardship.
Oh, my God. The biggest hardship for us, for sure, is getting a van.
Oh, gosh.
Like, transportation-wise, like, we've been looking for so long for a good tour van, and, like, nothing has come our way whatsoever. So we're using Brandon Kellum's van. And it's just, like, beat up. Like, he got hit a couple months before tour, and, like, it's just, like, we're beating that van to shit. Like, it's gonna die on him because of us. So thanks, Brent. But
so if anybody has a 15-passenger van they want to give us for free, message us.
Yeah,
how
please.
How much do vans like that usually go for?
If you want a decent one, you're probably gonna spend about $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't have $10,000, so if anyone wants to give us a fan, contact
or
us, Facebook, MySpace, email,
or
send
both,
us a letter, drop it off at our house.
Get a super fancy one.
That's too shit.
Yeah, so did you guys realize that getting a van was going to be this difficult?
No,
not at all.
No. Huge reality check. Like, we kind of dropped the ball on looking for it as hard as we were, but, like, when we were, like, there's nothing out there that would be able to, like, take us where we want to go and be, like, reliable, best bang for your buck, sort of. Like, it's like, yeah, you can just get this really good one, but it doesn't have any windows. Like, I want to spend 10 hours at a time in a van with any freaking windows.
Yeah. That was my old van.
We ran two of those in the ground, too.
Hey, kids.
So you were talking about writing the new album. What are some of the biggest changes fans can expect to hear with the new material?
It's a lot different, but in, like, a good way. Like, the music is, it's still Assassinate the Following, but it's a lot more, like, together. Like, it's not
much
like,
more mature.
It, yeah, it's that's the best word. It's a lot more mature. It's not just like a cool riff after a cool beat. It's like the whole song is just put together where everything just flows, and like you suddenly realize like, oh shit, I'm in the fourth song already. Like, it's just a lot more put together, and like it's a lot more brutal and technical, but it's very hidden, so it sounds more melodic for people who don't know music very well. It's easier to listen to, but for musicians, when you're actually like analyzing it, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it found a pretty good balance for the next album.
Any new influences for this album, or is it still the main influences?
Actually, I've taken a lot of influence because I went through like probably about a year where all I listened to was like indie folk bands.
Okay.
So I've taken a lot of influence from, actually from here in Montreal, the Unsettlers is one band that I took big influence from.
Okay.
And like Mumford and Sons, took huge influence from them, and even Circa Survive.
Yeah.
So like I took a lot more influence to non-metal bands, and
right.
it's really helped like open my mind into new ideas.
What aspects of the non-metal have you taken into, like incorporated within Assassin?
There's one track actually that is almost like three quarters just like this really weird, creepy, just like 3-4 like waltzy song where it's like almost if you close your eyes and you're like meditating to it, you feel like you're walking in this like eerie dark forest.
It's
like
cool.
It's really
it takes you back to a different time.
Yeah. And like there's like these really cool, like almost like smooth, like jazzy parts that are just like super relaxing, and it's pretty neat.
And the entire album is a concept album, so all the songs flow in and out of each other, and it's very smooth. It's
what
cool.
is the concept?
The concept is going to be about pinning what you would do naturally, like your human nature, individually, personally, compared to somewhat of. Like society based, and what you would do collectively as a group. It's going to be this big story about these two brothers who whose parents are taken from them as they're like one is a little bit older, one is a little bit younger, and they're forced into this family who is sort of loveless, and it's a totally different scenario. And it's going to be placed in like the Depression.
Okay.
And it's going to be times are tough, but this family is like off like this isolated sort of farm, and just like them being away from the world together, having the sort of ideas of society with the parents and having the idea of this tragedy with the children sort of clashing together. And it's going to be this big story about really nature against society and nature against the world.
What inspired you to come up with this concept?
Honestly, I wanted, and it's still like it's still changing to this day.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong; like things are still changing because
it is.
Brandon is so annoyed with me because I come up with so many different ideas.
Call
like,
in the middle of the night. I have a new idea.
you get so pissed at me.
Yeah.
Just bear with me though. It's really shaping up, and like what I really want to display is like I just want to put something out there to make people think, and I want them to think about the different views and the different things that could be at play to create these situations. And it's going to be like. It's going to be really, really well thought out, and I've been thinking out every single step, so.
That's pretty cool. I'm excited to hear this. Are you writing lyrics then?
Yes.
Okay.
So Brandon wrote all the music for this, and I'm writing all the lyrics.
Do you write drums as well?
Yep.
Craziness. I didn't. So you play drums?
Sort of.
You're actually, you're better than a lot of drummers.
I'm pretty good at drums. I understand the concept of them more than I understand like playing them. Because, like, I can watch any drummer playing and, like, know the techniques they're doing and know that, like, oh, you're stupid. You should be doing this instead of this. But, like, me sitting down at a drum kit, the only thing that I can do is, like, alternate blast beats. That's about it.
Fair enough. But, I mean, if you're in a blast beat metal band, that's all you need to know how to do.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, I'm
wicked at rock band drums, though.
Awesome.
Me and my roommate...
Top percentage.
Me and my roommate are actually ranked in the top 4% of the rock band network.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know either.
Like,
I'm proud of it, but I don't want to tell too many people.
For me, the reason why I personally started playing bass was not because I wanted to be a musician, was because I was spending way too much time playing like Guitar Hero, and I was like, I should spend this time learning a real instrument. But I would be like on Xbox Live on Expert, like beating everyone. They'd be like on their headpieces being like, oh, you're some like fat old dude who's like sitting at home playing Guitar Hero and like you don't have a life. And I like kind of wanted to go and talk to people, and I'm like, no, I'm just gonna sit here and play. People can think I'm some fat old dude. That's better
That's
than like
awesome.
Seeing some young girl who, yeah, anyways, funny story. It was good times.
Yeah, like
now it doesn't happen anymore.
Practice more and do it again.
Maybe.
And then join a band with me and Bobby.
A fake one?
Yeah.
Only if it's called Impaled by a Unicorn.
Done.
All right.
Done.
Set for life. Let's see what else I have to talk about. Let's do a random question for you guys.
All right.
This has nothing to do with music, but I just feel like asking a random question. Do you guys feel as if global warming is going to be mankind's greatest sort of challenge to overcome?
No. I feel mankind is the greatest challenge for mankind to overcome, for us to get the fuck over ourselves.
And here's philosopher Drew.
No, it's true, though. It's like, yes, I know that we're the cause. Like, this is a byproduct of exactly how we live and exactly, like, driving the other day into Toronto.
Yeah.
Looking at the huge buildings, the condominium buildings that, like, people aren't even inhabiting yet, but yet there's still smoke coming from them. Like, it's just the energy that we're burning for no reason whatsoever is just astonishing. And I can't stand it. Like, if that's, yes, that's a very huge realistic thing, but another realistic thing is, you know, fresh water compared to the amount of people that are coming into this world, jobs, like, the actual, like,
yeah.
Like, something big is going to happen sometime soon, and, like, so many people don't even realize it. Like, these are the sorts of things that make me want to, like, go and take, like, a first aid course and, like, be able to drop myself in the middle of the woods and be able to live by myself, you know? Like, I'm serious. Like, these are things that I'm interested in pursuing just because all this shit is going down and nobody knows how to take care of themselves anymore. It's like...
Upcoming plans for Assassinate the Falling, because we got cut off.
Upcoming plans... Learn our CD. We're hopefully going to be hitting the studio come December, so we're going to be releasing early next year, and we'll be blowing everybody's minds when we hit the road.
It's going to be awesome. Excited. Quite awesome.
Are you guys using the same producer and all that kind of stuff?
Or? Yeah, we're going to record in the same studio.
Tracking.
We've all, I think, agreed on trying to find outside sources for mixing and mastering.
Okay.
So there's a couple names that have been thrown around, so we're definitely going to check some of those people out. And then as far as producing, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to do it myself because, like, the music and how everything's written, like, everything's in my head and how I want it exactly to be. So I'm probably just going to step up and take control of that myself.
Makes sense.
Instead of trust my ideas with somebody else.
Yeah, and have them, like, tweak them and stuff. Makes total sense. New favorite Canadian bands?
Unleash the Archers.
Unleash the Archers is pretty sick.
We just recently made really good friends with those people.
Did you play with them?
Yeah, we played them a couple nights and hung out with them.
That was awesome.
Everybody go check out Unleash the Archers on Facebook and MySpace. Amazing people.
Like them. Love them.
Like them, listen to them, you will love them.
Yeah, definitely a powerful live show.
Amazing.
It's pretty sick.
She's got some pipes.
She really does. It's kind of crazy. All right, shout outs.
Red October, I loved you.
Big shout out to them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Today I Caught the Plague.
Yeah, your new album.
Their new album. Amazing.
Lore, amazing. Check that out.
Everybody download Lore. Don't buy it. I love you, Montreal.
Keep it real.
And thank you so much, Katrina.